You're listening to the Climb Your Mountain Podcast, episode 72, What to Do in the Off Season. Welcome to the Climb Your Mountain Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Maurer, a certified personal trainer, high altitude mountaineer, and ultra runner. Each week, I show you how to train, eat, think, and live like a mountaineer so you can boost your chances of reaching the summit. My passion is to empower people of all ages and sizes to get outside and live lives of adventure. Remember, mountain climbing will never be easier than today. So let's dive into the show. Hey, friend, how you doing? I am awesome. I'm actually recording this episode in the middle of the week, which is a little bit unusual for me. I am actually heading back to Ohio next week just to wrap up some things that have been happening with my family, some health issues, and it's really the culmination, kind of the resolution next week of some things that have been happening to me since March of this year. And it's just been like such an incredible year of upheaval and emotion and just things I could not imagine myself dealing with. Being the sole caretaker long distance for a loved one that has pretty significant health problems, mental health problems, some housing instability. So yeah, that is actually to a large degree getting solved, I hope, next week. I'm definitely going out there just to put to rest a bunch of things, and it just feels so good. And one thing that's been amazing to me and that's been such a lesson is the power of consistency, kind of the power of habits, of making exercise, making working out just non-optional, just a part of the fabric of your daily life. So even with all this going on and just many trips back and forth to Ohio, many crises and fires to put out, I've been able to really take my fitness to a place that is completely new to me and probably some of the best shape I've been in. Been able to accomplish some amazing goals. And I think that just all comes from really laying the groundwork, setting the habits early on before all of this started, just making exercise a habit, understanding that consistency, showing up every day, even if every workout isn't perfect, it's all adding up to the big picture, the big goal in the end. And I hope that that's something that as you're getting back into exercise, maybe you're getting started after some time away and the consistency is difficult, it will come. Just keep showing up, just keep getting out there, and it will become as natural as brushing your teeth. And I'd love to say that this is true in all areas of my life. It's true in exercise. It's definitely not true in dating, for example. I haven't been on a date since this all started, even though that was one of my big goals for this year, was to do more of it. So, you know, it all is where you put your attention. And I hope that that's just helpful in it to you as you're starting to get back into fitness, if that's what's happening. Yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the off season today. It's mid-September. I'm starting to get a lot of questions from folks as I'm doing consults, talking to clients, and hanging out in the Facebook group. Just what's supposed to happen after we chase our big goals, we go on our big trips, we run our big races. And now, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, it's starting to get cold in a lot of places. Up in the Pacific Northwest, it's starting to rain and just be absolutely terrible. And here in Colorado, we have pretty good weather most of the year, but we definitely have a season where it's like the snow isn't here yet, but it's kind of unpleasant, getting cold, getting gross in some cases. So those of us in the Northern Hemisphere anyway are kind of moving into our shoulder season. I guess some of you who are maybe in like Texas, for example, or Florida are like, this is when it gets good. This is when we can actually get outside and enjoy it. So if that's the case for you, yeah, you may want to put this episode aside and then come back to it as you're coming back to the summer months, whenever it's getting really hot and training becomes so difficult. And for some of you, that will be an off season. But what should you be doing during an off season? The first thing I want you to do is to definitely take an off season. I know that this is a struggle for some athletes. Some people, once they get fit, they're very reluctant to let go of hard training and let their fitness levels kind of dip down. However, it's important to understand the difference between active training, when you're building towards a goal, and active living, when you're just maintaining a baseline and enjoying a healthy lifestyle. You don't want to live your entire life in active training. You don't want to live every day like you're about to climb Mount Rainier next week or run an ultra tomorrow. And in fact, if you're training correctly, this actually isn't possible to keep going that way. You really can only hold on to your peak fitness, maybe for a few weeks at the longest, if you're in really good shape. And many people fear that their bodies are kind of like cars, that they have a certain number of miles in them before they wear out. And I think sometimes this can lead us to maybe try to cram in too much too fast. We're like, seize the day, get it all done before we get old or something happens. And the truth is that unlike a car, your body can actually repair itself, and this requires rest. So wouldn't it be nice if you could take your car, put it in the garage for a month, and its odometer would actually run backwards while it's just in there resting? And that's what the off season is actually like for you. So definitely take one. Also, it's important to consider your quality of life. The off season is a time to focus on relationships and just other activities that you enjoy. And while this isn't necessarily like training you and pushing you towards a peak, it actually is lowering your stress levels and improving your overall health so that you can go hard chasing your goals next season because you'll be stronger physically and psychologically. So, couple things to figure out. How long should your off season be? Like, when should you start? A lot of people just start right after their last goal trip. That's a good way to do it. But then how long should it last? So what you really need to figure out is the approximate date of your next trip, which might be next year for some of you, next summer. And assuming you have a summer trip, it's pretty normal to start training in January or February for those big summer goals. And some of you who are brand new beginners and you're going after a big goal, you actually may need to start training earlier. You may need to start in the fall and go through the winter just because you're coming from the very, very start and trying to go somewhere big. So really start thinking about what you want to do and researching the best time to go. It's not too early right now to book popular trips like Mount Rainier, because if you think about it, a lot of people were bumped from previous trips to next year due to COVID, due to there were some poor weather conditions in 2021. So if you're listening to this in the fall of 2021, think about booking things a little bit early. If you want to sign up for our trail race, you might want to sign up a little bit early just to make sure that you don't get shut out just because things are more in demand just because of the events of 2020, 2021. So yeah, just start mapping out your next year. I actually like to make a three-year plan, but a one-year plan starting now, planning for the next year. That's a totally perfect place to start. And then as far as fitness, what should you be doing? Let's kind of start with cardio. So kind of the rule for the off season is that working out should mostly be fun. If you've been actively training for a big trip where you're pushing yourself, you're building each week and pushing yourself up to that artificial fitness peak, you probably, even if you've been doing it well, have been putting yourself through a grind to some degree. There's had to be some degree of mental toughness to get out there and train when the weather is bad, when your body is tired, when things just are busy and you need to make time for it. So you want to kind of take the grind aspect out of it during the off season. So what would this look like? First and foremost, it's important to maintain some aerobic base. If you're not sure what aerobic base is, go all the way back to episode number one of this podcast. That's that long, slow distance, that stamina, that endurance. That's the number one factor that's going to help you excel in endurance sports. And you certainly don't have to be at a giant base, have a giant base going on all the time, but you don't want to take it back to zero during the off season. So it's good to find a baseline that will keep you healthy and happy, but also leaves time for other activities and priorities. So an example from my own life, whenever I'm training for ultra marathons, I usually peak at running about 50 to 60 miles a week. But during the off season, that comes way down to 20 to 30%. That comes way down to 20 to 30 miles a week. It's essentially cut in half, right? And it can be scary to reduce your volume in half. That can bring up a lot of mind drama for athletes. But here's the thing, the more you learn about training, the more easily you can get back in shape when it's time, which allows you to rest more deeply. So once again, I'm always talking about Mountain Fit, my course. This is an exercise science course that's designed to help you write your own training plans, help you train yourself. Knowing how the body works, how we get in shape, the science behind it can make such a difference, and the methods that endurance coaches use behind it. So if that's something that appeals to you, definitely check out my Mountain Fit course. You can find the link in the show notes. So maintaining a base, very important. Another thing to think about, I don't want you to let go of intensity completely. You don't need to be doing HIIT intervals or lactate threshold or tempo all the time, but definitely do something at least once a week that gets your heart really pumping. Fartleks, speed play are a really good option for both hikers and runners. That's where you go out and just kind of make your own intervals. Maybe, and you kind of try to make it a game and make it fun. So maybe you're out for a hike and you're coming up to a steep hill and you're like, oh, I'm gonna power hike up this hill and just until I really get my heart pumping and maybe hold it there for 30 to 60 seconds. Another fun way to bring some intensity into your program is to do exercise videos, streaming services, things like Beachbody are a really good time and they're a lot of fun. And it's something that you might not have time for necessarily during your main training season. Another thing that's helpful for the off season is to have a winter sport, a different sport that you can use for cross training. So a good example is cross country skiing if you live in a place that's cold with snow, or maybe mountain biking if you live in a place that's a little bit warmer. And the great thing about this, it really gives your hiking muscles and joints a break so they have a chance just to repair and recover. So that's cardio. What do you want to do with strength training? First of all, there's so many benefits to strength training. So definitely keep on lifting during the off season. You don't have to do it as often. You don't have to do it as heavy. Maybe 1 to 3 times a week. Doing a whole body lifting routine is a good way to maintain. And doing that with moderate weight. You don't have to lift super heavy when you're in maintenance mode. Yeah, a few years ago, my coach actually gave me kind of a minimalist program. It's just got basically 4 movements that you can use. And I'll just run through those for you right now. This is a great one to do during the off season when you want to keep your strength training a little bit shorter. So you're basically just doing the 5 functional movements. So you're doing upper body push, which is in her program, a push-up. You're doing upper body pull, which is a pull-up. If you can't do a full pull-up, I can't really either. Feel free to use an assist, whether that's, you know, using a band or even just putting your foot on a chair or the ground. And then squatting, using a goblet squat, stepping, you can use a step up. And then you don't want to neglect the core. The core is kind of the foundation on which the house is built. So definitely keeping some core exercises in there. Ones with rotation are really good and functional. Things like a Russian twist. One bonus exercise I tend to throw in just because I think it has so many benefits, including balance, is a 1-legged deadlift. So if you don't know those exercises, definitely you can hop on YouTube and just get some good instruction on how to do those safely. Certainly if you've never lifted before and you're just started with strength training, we always encourage folks to maybe have a session or two with a personal trainer just so you can learn to move safely and in a functional way so that you're not like actually making your fitness worse by hurting yourself. Another thing you can do during the off season is just really focus on functional training to correct issues and imbalances. And this can actually be a very gentle process. So an example from my life, I actually have Achilles tendinosis. I always want to say tendonitis, but I've been told that's not what it is. Basically, my Achilles tendons get really sore and this is aggravated by running and they never get enough attention and enough rest during the season. So one thing that they get a ton of in the off season is just getting gently rolled. I basically lay my foot on top of a foam roller and kind of rock it back and forth, just, you know, rubbing gently on that Achilles tendon. And that's really often all it takes just to get so much healing. It's amazing. Like sometimes a little is a lot with this functional training. Another thing a lot of folks work on, for example, if you have hamstrings that get injured easily, maybe checking to see if those are out of balance. Maybe your quad is really strong and your hamstring is proportionally more weak. It might be a good time just to work on hamstring strength, do some specific exercises to improve that. And if you are struggling with injuries, if you have an injury that's actually active, that's hurting you, it's really worth checking in with a physical therapist or a physiotherapist just to make sure that you're doing the right exercises, you're not doing anything that's going to make it worse. And they can also show you the things that will be the most effective to help out with those imbalances and that rehabilitation. And finally, what do you eat during the off season? So if you're someone that's really good with nutrition and do a good job just really feeding your body well during the training season, this might be the time to relax a little. You want to keep the diet high quality. it's fine at this time when you're not doing a ton of volume. You can shift from a carb-centered diet to a more balanced diet with plenty of proteins and healthy fats. And it's also fine maybe to allow a few treats that you've limited during training. If you love to have an extra glass of wine after dinner, maybe this is the time when that happens. Or maybe if you really enjoy just eating some chicken wings once in a while, even though that's not a food, it's a fried food, so it's not something that's, you know, a high quality food that's going to fuel your training, probably in the off season, it's good to treat yourself to some chicken wings. It's fine during the season too. Just, you know, you just want to make it a very once in a while kind of thing and not like a real frequent thing with fried food. And one thing to keep in mind as you reduce your exercise volume is that some weight gain is normal. You are usually not going to be able to hold on to the weight that you had during your fitness peak without sustaining a high level of activity, nor is it necessarily healthy that you do so over the long term. Sometimes whenever we're at the weight that we're going to climb the mountain or run the race, it's not necessarily a weight that is healthy, would be healthy for us to be at 365 days a year. So just allowing that the weight may come up a bit, that that's fine, that's normal, that's healthy, and not getting too worried about it. And during this time, how do you manage weight? One way is to really eat intuitively. I have a whole episode on that, how to use a hunger scale, how to just really listen to your body. Another thing you can do is to increase your protein intake. A lot of times that will help to combat hunger. A lot of times whenever we're in training, we eat pretty carb-based because that's the best fuel for us. But having some extra protein, some healthy protein in the diet can actually help to regulate appetite. So again, that'll help your intuitive eating be more effective. And you can actually have about up to a third of your calories from protein and for it to be healthy. So yeah, don't be afraid to add some protein in. And then finally, HIIT workouts and strength training, especially used in combination, are two ways to raise metabolism and help to control weight. So definitely keep these in your program. They don't have to be long workouts. HIIT workouts in particular can be incredibly short, like 10 minutes long, and still get you really great results, boost your metabolism, and help to control weight gain. So friends, that's what I've got about the off season. I hope that's helpful. I hope you will all take an off season. I hope I have inspired you and encouraged you to do so. You'll be so happy you did. You'll be coming into the next season just really fresh and like alive and healthy and just ready for whatever the training season throws at you if you have a really quality off season. Off season doesn't need to be long either. It can be as short as a few weeks. Usually if you can do it least 2 months, that's ideal. If you can't, just do what you can. So yeah, if you have any questions, definitely hit me up on Instagram at Miss Adventure Pants or my Facebook group, Mountaineers and Backpackers in Training. There's links to both of those in the show notes. And yeah, look forward to talking to you and I'll see you right here next week. Hey friend, if you're enjoying the pod, there are two simple and free ways you can show your support. First of all, please share this with a friend who might find it helpful. And second, please leave a review on iTunes. Your support means the world to me. Thanks so much for tuning in.